Let's turn our attention to Lawson Naidu, who returns to the show, the Executive Secretary for the Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution, or KSAC. Lawson is joining us today to talk about the latest episode in the great Busisiwe Mkhwebane saga. She's unfortunately faced another loss in the courts. The Supreme Court of Appeal dismissed her application for leave to appeal a High Court ruling on the Frieda Dairy Farm probe with costs. And so, Lawson, please welcome back to Breakfast with Refulo, first of all, and please give us some of the context to this.
Good morning, Refulo, and thank you very much. Refulo, this is a matter that goes back several years. The Frieda Dairy Farm project was conceived in around 2013 and was intended ostensibly to benefit 100 black farmers in the Free State in a dairy farm project in which provincial government was going to invest significant amounts of money to uplift these black farmers. As we well know now, the vast chunks of those funds were channeled to the Gupta family in various ways, and some of it found its way into paying for the infamous Gupta family wedding at Sun City.
Yes.
A complaint was lodged with the public protector when Advocate Madonsela was still in office. Before she left office, she had completed a draft of provisional report on the matter, having conducted an investigation. It was not finalized, and Advocate Mkhwebane then took it over. And when she released her report, I think it was in January of 2018, that report was essentially a whitewash. It simply told the then Premier of the Free State, Ace Magashule, to impose the relevant disciplinary measures on officials within the government, within the Free State government, but not pointing the finger directly at any political involvement in the project, which we now know as a result of the Gupta leaks, etc., that people like Ace Magashule and Mosabenzi Zwane were integrally involved in this project.
Right.
And it was on that basis that we sought recourse to the High Court to review and set aside this report, which we succeeded in doing.
So that's excellent news, Lawson. I mean, I think, as you rightly say, the Gupta leaks and I suppose powers of intelligent deduction have been pointing a very firm arrow in the direction of certain members of the ANC and of the executive, including Ace Magashule and Mosabenzi Zwane. But this move in terms of the legal win that you've got here, that doesn't necessarily imply what those arrows might be pointing toward, right?
No, it doesn't, because what we've done is to set aside the report because we're basically saying it's not worth the paper that it's written on. We have no confidence in the public protector reopening the investigation, even though that is allegedly what she is doing at the moment, that she has now told Parliament 2 years ago that she's going to follow the money, as it were, and investigate the involvement of senior political officials. But 2 years down the line, we have yet to see that report. So it's quite clear that she's got no real intention on pursuing the investigation. So the matter now rests with the law enforcement agencies, specifically the Hawks, the Asset Forfeiture Unit, and the NPA, to ensure that those who stole public funds are held to account.
So let's see that hopefully play out as it should, and the resumption of the state capture inquiry and the like. Let's focus our attention here for a moment on the public protector herself. I've lost count of the number of cases that she's lost that tend to find themselves undermining her gravitas. How far can one hold this position with consistent sort of setting aside of one's findings?
Well, I think the simple issue here is that the longer Advocate Mkhwebane continues in office, the more she brings that office into disrepute.
Mm.
And we've had several court judgments now, not just overturning her reports and findings, but making very far-reaching comments about her suitability and her capacity to hold office, her understanding of the law and the constitution, which should be a basic premise of anyone holding such an important constitutional office. She's clearly out of her depth and needs to go. And, that's the long and short of it. And the quicker this parliamentary process is initiated and concluded, the better it is going to be for constitutional governance in the country.
So let's talk about that a little bit. She's constitutionally protected. What are the steps that need to actually be seen through in order for her to be removed?
Well, Well, there's a parliamentary process that that is in place. It's a two-phase process. The initial phase is the appointment by the Speaker of an independent panel of people to review the documentation, the complaint that was lodged by the Chief Whip of the Democratic Alliance, together with any written submissions that the Public Protector may make, and to make a preliminary recommendation to the Speaker to, if there's a prima facie case, to go on to the second phase, which is a more detailed investigation into the complaints, including the hearing of evidence by all interested parties. And then ultimately, if Parliament finds that she is unfit the committee finds she's unfit to hold office, then Parliament will remove her, but only with a two-thirds majority, because, as you say, the independence of that office is constitutionally protected by this mechanism that requires a two-thirds majority, so that it cannot be done on the whim of politicians.
It's taking a long time, Lawson. Is this COVID-related, the delay?
Well, the delays have been many in the making. I mean, initially Parliament didn't have the specific rules in place to remove
heads
of Chapter 9 institutions. They finalized those rules towards the end of last year and then initiated a complaint. That complaint was then withdrawn and replaced with a new one based on new evidence. And the Public Protector is now challenging those rules in the Western Cape High Court, saying that they are unconstitutional. And in the process, Parliament's process itself has stalled as a result of COVID, with the Speaker saying that there's been a delay in her appointing this independent panel.
All right. And so what are we looking to next? I mean, presumably yesterday's failure in court is something to add to the evidence against her.
Well, it is, because the Public Protector has consistently said that these court judgments cannot be held against her because they're all on appeal, and therefore the findings of the High Court can't be used against her. But one by one, she's now losing all of these appeals in these various matters, including this one relating to the Frieda Dairy Farm yesterday. So she's really running out of legal options, of any legal basis to sustain her belief that she is fit to hold office. And, you know, I think it's incumbent on Parliament to move forward with this process to remove her.
Yeah. Well, let's hope that is expedited at the very least, whatever the outcome is, but that the process is completed. Lawson Naidu is the Executive Secretary of CASAC. Thank you so much for giving us that perspective and outlining that. We'll keep an eye on the parliamentary process. We'll speak to you soon, hopefully, Lawson. CASAC, of course, being the Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution and the protection thereof, it would seem.